The next patient is Mercedes Ortiz. The last name is O-R. T-I-Z. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old female that is following this practice because of a chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Today, the patient comes complaining of swelling and pain in the left lower extremity that wasn't present before. To a physical examination, there is a difference in the diameter for 1.5 inch in the distal, in the proximal third of the leg, and pain in the calf with the contraction of the left foot. The extension of the foot is not as painful. The possibility of DVT is entertained. The patient is going to be sent for a ultrasound. Number two, the patient has a evidence of chronic kidney disease, stage A, 3A. The serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 32, the estimated EFR is 52 mL per minute, and there is a evidence of a protein creatinine ratio that is close to 300 milligrams of creatinine, 300 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine. This patient is taking Jardiance, 25 milligrams on a daily basis, along with the lisinopril. She remains in very stable condition. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus, that is under control. The patient is taking, on top of the Jardiance, Rybelsus, 7 milligrams on a daily basis, and she's also on glimepiride, 2 milligrams POBID. Following number, the patient has the arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, mixed hyperlipidemia. that is under control. The patient has atherosclerotic heart disease that has been in remission. The patient continues to be on Brilinta as well as maybe aspirin. Then I don't know whether or not that is necessary. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis, the patient could have edema or effusion in the left knee. However, the temperature is not elevated and there is no evidence of fluctuation to the physical examination of the left knee. We are going to reevaluate the case in August of 2024, and the patient was advised to continue with the primary care physician for the problem in the left lower extremity.